Back at Provo's Marriott Center, final score tonight is BYU 85 and Utah Valley 54. A Marriott Center record 69 rebounds. They added one more rebound to the tally late, so 69 boards for BYU tonight. May as well go ahead and call that tonight's New Skin Difference Demonstrated, Difference Making stat of the game. Brought to you by New Skin, the difference demonstrated. 69 rebounds for BYU, including 20 from Kyle Davis. It is BYU Cougar debut. There were a lot of shots missed there by Utah Valley tonight. They were 19 for 71 from the field. That's 26.8%. BYU missed a fair number as well. 30 of 74, shooting 40.5%. But 69 rebounds. We've never seen that. And never had a BYU player grabbed as many as 20 rebounds in a season opener until Kyle Davis tonight. Kyle Davis should probably be the Deseret First Credit Union MVP tonight for the 17 points and 20 rebounds. It is brought to you by Deseret First Credit Union, DFCU, proud sponsor of the Deseret First Duel. Kyle Davis, in his BYU debut, goes 17 and 20 after just kind of a so-so preseason with injury issues. Didn't play the last exhibition game, and here he comes in tonight, and I guess he's feeling okay, Mark.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, you know, the first nine he'll play terrible, makes you, and then have a big bet on it, and then shoot three under for the back. And what a great performance from Kyle. That 20 rebound, I can't imagine a better way to start your career at BYU than to do what he did tonight. Should give BYU a lot of comfort because you had guys like Collinsworth, who was only a few minutes of playing time short of a triple-double, doing what he does. And Chase Fisher, I thought, looked terrific tonight. And you add that third element, Greg. Great teams have the three guys, that three-headed monster. And if you could count on like 20, 20, and 20 from those three guys every game, boy, that really does a lot for your team and is a force to be reckoned with. I thought even though the shooting wasn't there for the most part tonight and it looked a little bit shaky for the first game, boy, you can cover a multitude of sins if you can rebound the heck out of the ball like BYU did. And they did it tonight. That was fun to watch.
For tonight's ServPro sub of the game, we're going to go with Nick Emery. ServPro of Provo brings you the sub of the game. When disaster strikes, the fire, water, cleanup, and restoration professionals at ServPro of Provo are ready for whatever happens. The ServPro of Provo sub of the game is Nick Emery. 10 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. BYU is a 31-point winner over Utah Valley tonight. 20 for Fisher, 17 for Collinsworth, 17 for Davis, 10 for Emery. Other scorers for BYU, 6 for Corbin Kafusi, 3s for Davis, Celius, and Chapman, 2s for Calvert, Shaw, and Hartsock gets you to 85 for BYU. 19 for Connor Fry, 13 for Ivory Young as we look at the UVU scorers, 8 for Darius Hamilton, who looked really good in the post, 3s for Bastian and Davenport and Cardwell, 2 for Jackson, single points for Marcel Davis, Tyler Ott, and Deion Goodman. Utah Valley shoots 27%, 17% arc, and 65% free throw line. BYU goes 41, 28, and 67, respectively. Rebounds, there were more than 100 grabbed it tonight. 105 rebounds, 69 for BYU, 36 for Utah Valley. Assist to turnover, BYU 18 to 18, Utah Valley 6 to 14. Both teams 4 blocks, 8 steals for Utah Valley to BYU's 3. Miscellaneous categories, points in the paint, BYU plus 14. Points off of turnovers, BYU plus 4. Second chance points, BYU plus 14. Fast break, BYU 7 zip. And bench, BYU plus 6. No ties, no lead changes. BYU wire to wire in this one. 85-54 is your final score. Coming up next, we've got New Skin's Cougar postgame live with Cleon Wall. Then back to Provo for courtside conversations with player and coach. We'll have that from the Marriott Center when we return after Cleon. So final score for now is 85-54. BYU over Utah Valley on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Man, our offense was on fire tonight.
Right, we lit those guys up.
Boom, nails a three. We could go all the way this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what?
This was our first game in your new Nissan.
That's it. I'm driving to every game.
Woohoo!
Shop ChooseNissan.com for great offers on our exciting lineup and discover a better way to game day.
Away game next week. Road trip!
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the BYU Cougars.
Dunk contest?
Oh, yeah. Watch this.
Oh, two-handed double dunk into some Zach sauce. Nice.
Uh-oh. He's going all in. What? Two chicken fingers into one sauce. Impressive.
Ooh, I got one. Fingers, fries, same time, two sauces, boom.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay, I got one. I call this the around the world.
That's never been done.
At Zaxby's, we appreciate a good dunk.
That's why we're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a foul.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
It starts with a... and soon it's... you go from sitting and... to sitting in your... on your way to... then one day... and before you know it... it starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a person having a phone conversation in the elevator.
What? Yeah, no, I'm in the elevator. The elevator! Yeah! Anyway, I bundled our home and auto insurance through Progressive. No, bundled! We're gonna save big bucks now. No! Bucks! Bucks!
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Hello? Hello? She hung up.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Tonight's game is in the books, and now it's time to break it all down. Welcome to Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
We want your reaction from today's first game of the season. You can tweet me at KSL Cleon or text me 57500. We'll get to some scores a little bit later on. Also, Cougar Post Game Live is brought to you by New Skin, demonstrating our difference for over 30 years with innovative anti-aging products. Again, BYU wins tonight 85-54. And how about Kyle Davis?
Now gives his back to the defender. Gets into the paint. A double comes. Pivots and scores. Beautifully done. Even against the double, Kyle Davis scores it. He's got 7 with 11 rebounds.
Okay, that was early on. He ended up with 17 points and 20 rebounds. He probably would have ended up with a 20-20 on the night, 20 points and 20 rebounds. But he missed too many free throws in this game. Still a very impressive first game for him. Kyle Davis, 17 points, 20 rebounds in this game. Other thoughts from me? I'm going to say Kyle Collinsworth is Kyle Collinsworth. Still not a good outside shooter, but he can still get points for this Cougar basketball team. And I think that his outside shooting will get better as time goes along. Want to get you one final. Just went final up in Ogden. Utah State beats Weber State 73-70. Aggies get the first win of the year in the state. Second win of the year in the state. Utah, Southern Utah also playing tonight. But they get the second win of the year because BYU gets the first win of the year. But in in-state matchups just a few minutes ahead of that game. Other thoughts from me. Chase Fisher, definitely the best shooter in this on this team. Best shooter in this game. Still question, though, sometimes his shot selection. But on the whole, he's a really good shooter. You know what? I'm going to chalk up the sloppy play that we saw in this first game to just being the first game. This is what happens. I know they had a few early exhibition games. This is not football season. I always say first game of the season in football, I kind of throw that one out just because, you know, you can only do so much when you're scrimmaging against each other. In basketball, it's a little different because you can get one or two exhibition games in, but this team is still kind of feeling themselves out right now just because so many guys have been injured. So they're now just kind of getting used to playing with each other. So sloppy play, yes. Yeah, there was sloppy play tonight by the BYU Cougars, but I think they'll improve as the season goes along. It's not going to hold up. If they play like they did tonight, it's not going to hold up against the good teams BYU is going to play, like the University of Utah and also Gonzaga. We mentioned Kyle Davis, 17 points, 20 rebounds. He's just a good passer, too. He's a lot of fun to watch when he gets into the low post because of what he can do. As we said, Chase Fisher, 20 points tonight. Nick Emery, nice line tonight, 10 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. And then quite a few guys getting their first points as a BYU Cougar, including Jordan Chapman in this game. All right, let's get to some scores for you. University of Utah, they are hosting Southern Utah University right now. And there's an upset in the making, ladies and gentlemen. It's still early, okay? Still early, but there is an upset in the making. Southern Utah playing at the University of Utah, 16th-ranked Utah, trailing at the Huntsman Center, 31-29. As we just mentioned, Utah State beat Weber State 73-70 at the D Events Center. So Utah State picks up their first victory of the season. West Coast Conference games going on. Well, the one game that I think a lot of people were looking forward to, and that was Pitt and Gonzaga, 9th-ranked Gonzaga, over in Okinawa, Japan. And unfortunately, in that game, had to be canceled at halftime because of the bad playing conditions on the floor. Gonzaga, it was just slipping and sliding all over, actually, for both teams on the floor. In fact, Pitt guard James Robinson, there's a video out there showing him slipping on the floor and hitting his head on the floor as he falls down. He opened up a huge cut and on his cheek and had to go out of the game for a while. So that game wasn't finished tonight. Both teams still 0-0, and now they get to come home from Japan. 12th-ranked Arizona hosting Pacific right now. 11:18 left in the second half, and the Wildcats have a 57-38 lead over the Pacific Tigers. Pepperdine playing at Fresno State. It's halftime, 36-30. The Waves over the Bulldogs right now. Halftime also in Los Angeles. Loyola Marymount has a 41-31 lead over Cal State Fullerton. Santa Clara and Lipscomb just starting in the second half in Santa Clara, and the Broncos trail 27-26. Portland hosting Oregon Tech, and the Pilots have a 48-33 lead. And then a little bit earlier tonight, USC all over San Diego, 83-45. San Francisco picks up a win against the University of Illinois at Chicago. Okay, break time here on Cougar Post Game Live. When we come back, we'll get you the top 25 scores, any of your reaction also, and also NBA scores, and also talk a little bit about the BYU football game tomorrow. That's all coming up next here on Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store, and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
Welcome back into Cougar Post Game Live. BYU beats UVU 85-54. Chase Fisher, your leading scorer in this one with 20 points. Kyle Davis, 17 points and 20 rebounds. Someone texts in and says, Kyle Davis had a great game. Think this will be a regular occurrence. Well, I sure hope so. I tweeted out earlier in this game, I think we can now see why Dave Rose readily accepted Kyle Davis onto this squad. He does a little bit of everything good, But you got to love his rebounding. You got to love his passing. And he's got some pretty sweet low post moves at times, too. 57500 if you want to text us. Someone else texted in. I'm glad we won. It is cool. I knew we would. All right, before we get to some scores from the top 25 in college basketball, one big college football game going on right now. Colorado hosting USC. I guess you could call it big. Colorado's not having a great season, but what is going on with USC? It's in the third quarter with about 5:55 left in the third quarter, and the Buffaloes have a 17-6 lead over USC, but USC looks like they are really close to scoring a touchdown. BYU taking on Missouri tomorrow. And if there wasn't incentive enough for Missouri to win the game because of what happened last weekend, earlier this week, today Gary Pinkel, their head coach, comes out and announces that he is stepping away from the football team. He's retiring at the end of the season due to health problems. He has lymphoma. He said at the start of the season that he wanted to stay for this season, then he'd reevaluate, but he told his team today that this will be his last season at the University of Missouri. Pinkel is actually discussing with the athletic director a role that would keep him associated with Mizzou Athletics once he steps away from his coaching duties. BYU and Missouri kicks off at 5:30 tomorrow evening. Pregame right here on the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network starting at 3:30 with Alex Carey. All right, college basketball going on right now. We told you about a few top 25 scores. Let's get you some of the other scores. Western Illinois beat 17th ranked Wisconsin 69-67. 21st ranked LSU beating McNeese State tonight 81-70. Stephen F. Austin losing at 22nd Baylor 65-39, about 10:40 left in that game. Southern Utah, and Utah, as we talked about a little bit earlier, 16th-ranked Utah right now is tied with Southern Utah, 31-31, with 3:55 left in the first half. North Carolina, number one-ranked team in the nation, beating up on Temple, 91-67. Second-ranked Kentucky beats Albany, 78-65. Third-ranked Maryland beats Mount St. Mary's, 80-56. Fourth-ranked Kansas, 109-72, winner over Northern Colorado. And Duke, a 92-74 victory over Siena. Duke, the defending national champions, and also the fifth-ranked team in the nation. One NBA score we want to pass along to you. The Utah Jazz lose tonight at Orlando, 102-93. Gordon Hayward, 16 points in this game. Trey Burke, 16 points in this game. Alec Burks, 11 points in this game. No one else in double figures for the Jazz. Jazz now 4-5 on the season after losing their third game in a row. That's going to do it for Cougar Postgame Live. We've got Kyle Davis coming up. We've got Dave Rose coming up. Stay tuned to the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network to hear about the BYU victory over UVU. Again, the final score, 85-54. I'm Cleon Wall. This has been Cougar Postgame Live on the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store, and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional-grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOUGS. Bodyguards.com.
Our exclusive post-game coverage continues with the Cougar Locker Room Show.
Sends it out for three in the tie.
Got it! Five in a row for BYU.
Rides right to the rim.
Up and in! And one!
Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Welcome back courtside here at the Marriott Center. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you, visiting with tonight's DFCU MVP, Kyle Davis, with 17 points and 20 rebounds, part of BYU's 85-54 win over Utah Valley. BYU in the win, setting a Marriott Center record with 69 rebounds, 20 of which were grabbed by our postgame guest. And Kyle, thanks for coming on again. Good to have you on again. How you feeling?
I feel good. It's great to be here and great to start out the season with a win.
You know, it was second exhibition game, I forget which one it was, where you turned your ankle, you came back, played well, then you were out, seemed like it was the back in addition to the ankle, and I was worried for a while there what we were going to get out of you when the season began. Take us through the last couple of weeks in terms of what you were dealing with and how you physically felt tonight.
You know, it's kind of been an up and down couple weeks with regards to my health, but I feel really good now. None of it was long-term, just kind of getting banged up and rolled the ankle a bit and kind of just got some back spasms, and that sidelined me for the last game. But I feel great now, healed up nice, and doing treatment every day just to make sure there's no lingering problems.
Yeah, evidently you feel pretty good. 20 rebounds tonight. What was your career high in rebounds at Utah State? Do you remember a single game high?
I don't know, probably like 15 or something.
So 20 is a little out of the ordinary for you.
Yeah, I guess.
It's out of the ordinary for everybody, right?
Kresimir Čosić had the most rebounds in a season opener before here at BYU. The record was 18. Kyle was at 20 tonight. And there were some other records that you were close to getting. But to 69 rebounds as a team is a pretty crazy number, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really impressive. And it's a testament to not only to how good we rebounded, but to how good we played defense, or how well we played defense, I guess. Because if you can get a team to miss that many shots, there's going to be rebounds to clean up. And it was just really good. We only gave up, 7 offensive rebounds on all those missed shots, so that's not terrible, and just really cleaned up well.
Well, what a great game, Kyle. Congratulations, first off. I mean, it's been a long road. I mean, it must be very difficult last year watching, and then you come out, your first game, have a game like that. What's going through the head? What in your heart right now? The emotions.
You know, quite honestly, it feels like a blessing to be able to play again. When I transferred, I just hurt my knee, and when I was transferring, I went through a surgery recovery process, then sitting out a year, going through it without a scholarship, walking on. It was a great year. It was a great year. I learned a lot, I was able to practice, but there were definitely hard times, so I just can say I'm really grateful to be a Cougar. It's fun to play here. I love playing for Coach Rose, and I just want to give 100% effort and be able to help this team achieve whatever we can.
What did you guys nail in the game plan tonight, the way that Coach Rose drew it up for you guys?
You know, we just played great defense. Like, we were able to execute our game plan. We didn't want to let some of their guys go off. Jaden Jackson had a great game in their first exhibition game. We were able to really clamp down on him and hold him to a low points and shooting percentage.
2 points? He had 25 the other night?
Yeah, we played real well on him. And I think overall we were just in gaps. We were there helping. We were there for a teammate if he got beat. We were just flying around it and putting in a lot of effort. And I think we can just say we're grateful for Quincy. He's brought some of these principles, and we just look forward to continuing this and building upon it.
Kyle Davis is our guest. He's tonight's DFCU MVP. He had 20 rebounds to go with 17 points, 3 assists, couple blocks, and a steal in 27 minutes of play. BYU 85 and Utah Valley 54. Some more thoughts from Kyle when we come back to Provo on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's, the Burger Boys. If you're looking for the perfect place to watch your favorite team while enjoying a delicious third-pound burger piled high with thick bacon and a delicious shake, then JCW's is the perfect place. We're a homegrown Utah company, and we work hard to provide the best-tasting food around in a clean, friendly atmosphere that family and friends will enjoy. Stop in and see us today. We're in Lehi, American Fork, Provo, and now in South Jordan. JCW's, quality, and a lot of it.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages. On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
.17 points, 20 rebounds for tonight's DFCU MVP, Kyle Davis. He's KD. He's with us on the Cougar postgame show live from courtside here at the Marriott Center. Greg and Mark and Kyle visiting. So it's a quick turnaround. You guys don't play till Monday, but you travel tomorrow. And yeah. Then it's a Long Beach State as part of the tip-off marathon. That's a high-profile assignment. It's good to be in that thing, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be real fun to be on ESPN, be in a good play against a good team. So we're looking forward to it, yeah.
Kyle, I look at this scoring sheet, and I mean 69 rebounds, 36 for UV. That's 30. That's plus 33. That'll help your rebound margin for a long time moving forward.
Probably will.
But I mean, how much of a focus is rebounding for this team? Do you talk about it? Do you actually work on it in practice, or does it just happen?
Yeah, I think this is something every coach talks about. You know, to rebound. So coach definitely stresses it, but I don't think it's something that keeps him up at night. He knows he's got. Guys that love to rebound, Corbin, Nate, myself, Kyle, Jamal. I mean, the list just goes on and on of very capable rebounders. So I think it's something – I know several of us, Nate and I think we just love to rebound. So it's something that I don't think coach keeps him up at night, but it's something that every coach stresses, and I think it's something that this team can be very good at this year.
You were on the bench last year in street clothes, and you would watch as foul trouble became real trouble when it was the bigs involved.
Yeah.
And this year it's not going to be a problem.
No, we're deep. It's great. We have probably five guys deep, and then you look at Braden and Jacob, and they play great as well. They've had a great offseason, and they'll be able to contribute when their time comes. And we're deep this year. And I think something that we can see also is there's guys that can score in the post. Not only are we going to rebound and try to protect the paint, we're going to be able to take advantage of things. You saw Cord make some good moves. I mean, you saw Jacob makes good moves, Braden, everyone. So it's going to be a diversified group, no question.
You've mentioned the defense a couple times. What do you think besides that will be your biggest takeaway and maybe what Coach Rose will be happiest when he gets you guys together again tomorrow?
Clearly he'll be happy with the rebounding. He'll be happy with the defense. And I think our effort was there. I think some people thought that maybe this game meant more to them or that we didn't care about it enough. But that's not true. We care about this game a lot, and it was a blast to be out there and play. And I think there's a lot of positives. We turned the ball over a little bit, which will be something that we need to do. The ball got stuck a little bit on offense, and that's just going to come. This is a new group of guys playing together, but I think that will be something we work on and are able to improve on.
It was your first look at the new pregame intros, new
awesome.
Video board. The crowd was great tonight. What a great opening night.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was a blast. I played for another good crowd, but this is a great crowd. This is awesome.
We'll hopefully make you forget the Spectrum at some point. But, Kyle, thanks for coming on tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Kyle Davis. Thanks. We'll come back. We've got coaches' comments, Coach Rose, and Coach Pope still to come here on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's The Burger Boys. If you're looking for the perfect place to watch your favorite team while enjoying a delicious third-pound burger piled high with thick bacon and a delicious shake, then JCW's is the perfect place. We're a homegrown Utah company, and we work hard to provide the best-tasting food around in a clean, friendly atmosphere that family and friends will enjoy. Stop in and see us today. We're in Lehi, American Fork, Provo, and now in South Jordan. JCW's, quality, and a lot of it.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, will go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a foul.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity System, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
It's time to get the final word on today's game from head coach Dave Rose.
I'm really proud of our guys. I just think that, you go to the last 80 minutes that we've played and you've seen a lot of fight.
It's the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Now let's rejoin your host, Greg Wrubell.
Welcome back, courtside here at the Marriott Center. Great crowd tonight, 17,683, just about 1,000 shy of a sellout here in this newly renovated building. And they saw BYU defeat Utah Valley by a score of 85-54. The head coach of the Cougars, Dave Rose, with us after his 258th career win as the head coach of the Cougars. Coach Rose, congratulations on the season-opening victory.
Thanks, Greg. This one felt good. It felt really good. I loved the energy that was in the building when we came to the tip. And sometimes it takes a while for during the season for to get your first big crowd and get excited and get going. And tonight it was, I thought it was a great opener for, the energy in the building. I really think that, so many things have been done over the summer and the remodel and the new scoreboard and all those things and put us back over here on the other side. I was glad that we got a lot of help from our fans tonight. It was a good feeling.
You got a lot of help up and down the roster tonight. Four guys in double figures. Three of them between 17 and 20 points, and oh yeah, Kyle Davis pulled down 20 rebounds in his debut.
Yeah, it was quite an effort on his part. And you take 18 defensive rebounds in a game. That's that's a season for some guys. But tonight he was really active. I think that he was really he was prepared for this game. I felt for him last week when he wasn't feeling really well and things were down, but. I could tell Wednesday in practice that he really kind of was ready. I'll tell you this. For these guys who transfer and practice every day and don't play for a year, there's a real appreciation for this game that you feel, and I think Kyle really took advantage of the opener tonight.
Yeah, he looked great. Obviously the rebounds, but just – his presence offensively. What does it do for your team and what you like to do to have a guy that is a really proficient scorer down on the post?
Well, the most important thing for us is to be able to throw the ball in the post, and then I've said this for years, is to make a positive play from that catch down there. And sometimes that's a score, sometimes that's a pass, sometimes it's where you draw the defender and then you know, dish the ball to somebody else. And, you know, of all Kyle's numbers tonight, I mean, he was terrific, you know, from the field. I know he would love to shoot better from the free throw line and not turn the ball over, those six turnovers or things. But they sent double and triple teams to him, and that's just something that we need to read and learn from. We'll watch a lot of film tomorrow. But I really loved the confidence that our team had in throwing him the ball. I mean, you can remember the years here where we'd race that thing up and throw it into Brandon and throw it into Noah and throw it into Trent, you know, and throw it into these guys on that block. And hopefully Kyle's one of those guys, and that's what we're kind of looking forward from him.
Collinsworth really settled in, ended up with a 17-9-7 tonight.
Yeah, and he was active. My goodness. I mean, he played with energy and emotion and urgency, and it just kind of it fed through the whole team. I think that you know, his rebounds, he posted up and scored, got to the free throw line and scored. But what a line. You play 28 minutes, 17 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. It's a guy who really knows how to help his team in so many different ways.
And we're already seeing how Chase Fisher is going to be a different, more complete player than last year probably even.
I think that Chase has really developed a lot to his offensive game, but defensively is where I think he's really improved. We had a focused you know, urgent effort defensively tonight for a long time. I mean, we didn't play a perfect game by any means, but we made it really tough on them to get to the rim and score. And we felt like that was kind of going to be their game plan, is they're going to try to drive us hard and get us in tough spots. And what really happened is they drove us hard, but we were able to kind of defend that with our on-ball defender and with the second defender, and then they'd kick that ball to shots. We did a nice job of getting out and contesting shots. And there was a lot of rebounds tonight because there were a lot of misses, but a lot of those misses were because I think defensively we had a really good focus and good approach.
Marcel Davis and Jaden Jackson combined for 39 the other night in the exhibition win, and they had 3 points tonight on 1 of 15 shooting. It's getting the job done defensively. We'll take a break. Some more thoughts from Dave Rose next as we continue on the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Feel more empowered with every purchase. With the amazing Rewards Visa credit card from Zions Bank, anything you buy with the card can be your reward. So you're empowered to use your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on every card purchase within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
Hi, Greg Rubel here. You know I love talking about BYU sports, but I also love talking about what's new at your Utah Honda dealers. Honda's been named by Kelley Blue Book as America's best overall automotive brand. Honda is clearly a winner with the 2015 CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year, plus the 2016 HR-Vs and Pilots are here. Test drive any new Honda at your Utah Honda dealers today or go to utahhondadealers.com. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Checkerama is the broccoli salad.
No, it's the pasta salad.
My broccoli salad has noodles and broccoli and bacon bits.
But the pasta salad has cherry tomatoes, onions, olives.
The broccoli salad has these cool little noodles.
So the penne noodles they're a surprise because stuff gets in them like the dressing. It's the pasta salad.
Broccoli salad.
The choice is yours at Checkerama.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. My friends are never going
to
believe it.
Right now, Kate is in her zone and freaking out thanks to the $20 reward she just earned with AutoZone Rewards, because Kate feels like the proud winner of a one-way ticket to a lap of luxury.
Woo-hoo!
Which should wear off pretty soon.
Best day ever. This is so cool. I don't believe it.
That's Kate's zone. Let AutoZone Rewards help find yours.
AutoZone.
BYU 85 and Utah Valley 54, the final score. And the season opener in the books with BYU winning it comfortably in Dave Rose's first game against a former assistant as a head coach of another team. How did that experience go?
Well, you know, like I said during the week, I'm excited that we were able to play the game. And now that it's over, it'll be way easier because I want just nothing but the best for Mark and Cody and that their team. And, you know, Leanne and their family were so good to us. And we talked on the pregame show about how kind of weird it is because we were so close for so many years. And there's some kind of contact almost every day for 4 years. And he had a pretty good idea of what we were going to do. The start the game, he had you know, some nice little wrinkles in his defensive approach that slowed us down a little bit. But I thought defensively we were good to start the game, and that kind of allowed us to overcome some of the inefficiencies offensively that we had.
How do you feel about some of the freshmen? Nick had a nice game, and a lot of guys got some time. Not just this game, but overall, maybe how they're progressing.
Well, I like the minutes, you know, that Zach and Nick and Jacob gave us. Those were pretty quality minutes that all three of those freshmen had, and it'll be interesting. You know, Jordan, you know, had been injured in practice for the last few weeks, and so we'll get him back in there, and Corey Calvert. That'll be a group of guys that we'll have to just see how the rotation works, but they'll get opportunities and hopefully they're ready when the opportunities come.
Jamal Aitz, maybe a little too soon to expect him to be ready for Long Beach State, but you play a week from tonight. Are you looking at the next week or two to maybe get him back?
Well, I said tonight in print media that I hope he plays next week. That's kind of my goal. And if we get some minutes out of him on Monday, that'd be great, but hopefully on Friday that we can you know, see exactly what he can do to help this team. We had an idea in a game or two over in Spain, but I really do believe he's another guy that, like Kyle Davis, we can throw the ball down there to him, get positive plays, and he's a really good rebounder. So, you know, hopefully that if that's what he brings to this team, it would really help us as far as a guy that can do those things with a little bit of experience.
I think originally you were going to have the Long Beach game on Tuesday. ESPN said if you put this thing on Monday, we'll put you in the marathon. Is that a fair enough assessment of how that went?
Yeah, yeah, and then hopefully next year we get a marathon game here. Because this is the second marathon game we played, and both on the road. And
Stanford before this, right?
Yeah, and hopefully we will get one in here next year. So
you go, you hit the road tomorrow for Long Beach?
Yeah, we'll practice in here, and then we'll get down there. We'll shoot around late Saturday night in the Pyramid. Then go to church on Sunday and then have a long day Monday getting ready for the game Monday night.
What's one or two things you could say about Long Beach State, Coach Monson's team?
Well, we saw them in here last year. It's a fast-paced playing team, and we've seen just a little bit of them. It seems like they're going to play tomorrow night. They actually play BYU Hawaii tomorrow night in their opener. And I think that he's really focused in on pressing and extending the defense and trying to shorten the shot clock, you know, as far as your ability to attack them. And that's what I hope we can do is get a group of guys in there that you know, doesn't really care about what the, you know, the pressure is, that we'll attack that pressure and we'll be able to get the pace like we want it and get the ball to the shooters and be able to, you know, last year I think it was a 90-point game. Both of us were in the 90s last year, so I do expect it to be a pretty fast-paced game.
Well, it almost never, ever, ever happens, but I'm going to watch your game on Monday night. I'm going to be watching it on TV, which is going to be a pretty surreal experience. I don't like that. I don't like not being courtside. So Mark's done it before, but it doesn't happen. But I'm going to have to miss your game Monday night and have to watch it on TV. So I'd be kind of a nervous wreck.
All right, we'll see you on Friday then, Greg.
Yeah, I'll be back for Adams State, whatever it is. But
okay.
We'll see you next week. Thanks.
Okay,
guys.
Thanks
all right.
Greg.
All right, that's we'll come back with the head coach of the Wolverines, Mark Pope, on the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case.
Contact us at SiegfriedandJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
Welcome back to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Greg Rubel with you courtside. BYU 85 and Utah Valley 54 tonight's final score. A short time ago, the head coach of the Wolverines, former assistant here at BYU, Mark Pope, spoke with the media. Our thanks to intern Tanner Appland for getting these postgame comments just a short time ago.
So what did you see like tonight, Coach?
I'm not sure there was a ton that we were excited about out there. We got stuck with... We got hamstrung a little bit by nerves. We got slowed down, and then the ball stopped moving, and it gets lethargic. And when you try and play this style, you're always fighting the gravity of the game. And we lost to the gravity of the game this time. And this is a really good BYU team, and they're really big. Yeah, you know, they doubled us up on the glass, which I've never actually seen that before. I've never seen a team have 70 rebounds in a game, and we have to fix our issues on the glass, and we got to play with more pace and more freedom. We'll figure it out.
Can I get some of the emotion coming back to BYU?
Come on, this is a great place, and I love the people here, and I can't say enough about it, but. We want to come win here. You know, that's what we want to do, and we're obviously a long, long way away from that. But we have to. We got a lot of work ahead of us this season, making this a really good season for us, and we'll do it. You know, I have a lot of faith in these players. I really like coaching them. They're terrific young men. And they're fighting a really limited roster and all those things, but we're going to get some real meat out of this season. We need to play better than we did tonight.
What's going through your mind when you're kind of on the opposite end this year on coaching your team and not trying to focus on the other set, but at the same time you know them, you know their players really well, you know their coaches really well? It's not difficult to focus on your team probably, but does it go through your mind that, hey, I'm playing against the guys that I know really well and the friends. And...
Surprisingly, it's surprising how small this basketball world is. So, a lot of times you're playing against guys you know and love. And it's just a small world. Now, obviously not with as intimate a relationship as I have with these guys and with Coach Rose. But, when you're in these games, you're pretty locked in on trying to figure out how to help your guys perform better and how to fix errors and how to encourage and keep them focused and there's not a lot of emotion there. Now, you know, I had some conversation with Coach the last week, and that's kind of where all that stuff comes out, but we're trying to come compete.
Yeah. Right. Do you hope this kind of becomes more of a like a rivalry game in the next couple of years, 5-10 years down the road?
You know? I do. We have to hold up our end of the bargain right now. You know, we have to play better and put a better product on the floor, and we will. And when we do, this is going to be really, really fun. This will be something that everybody in this valley rallies around, and it's going to be something really special. And, you know, we just have a ton of ground to make up, and we're going to do it really fast, and this will be fun. And, you know, this is not the BYU's end-all, be-all, and it's not ours either. We don't play in the same league. We're not going to inhibit each other getting to the tournament. But this is fun, and it'll be really, really good basketball soon.
All right, there it is. Mark Pope, the head coach of the Utah Valley Wolverines. Our thanks to Coach Pope and intern Tanner Applin for getting those post-game comments. Looking around the West Coast Conference tonight, the game over in Okinawa was canceled after halftime. Unsafe playing conditions for Pitt and the Zags. Pitt was up 37-35 when the game was called. Some finals around the league. USF defeating Illinois-Chicago by a score of 78-75. San Diego went to USC and got thumped 83-45. Late in the first half, St. Mary's doubling up San Francisco State, 27-13. Late in the second half, Loyola Marymount leading Cal State Fullerton in L.A., 64-59. Pepperdine's at Fresno State. The Waves lead the Bulldogs, 53-49, midway through the second half. It is late in the second half, Santa Clara in a low-scoring game leading Lipscomb in the Cable Car Classic, 46-43. It's a very low-scoring game, only 90 seconds to go in that game. Late in the second, Portland is finishing off Oregon Tech. That's a non-D1 school, 96-77. And earlier tonight, another final. Pacific went to Arizona and lost by 18, 79-61. Final score here at the Marriott Center is BYU 85 and Utah Valley 54. 20 points from Chase Fisher to lead the Cougars. 17s for Collinsworth and Davis. Davis adding 20 rebounds to his tally. Collinsworth adding 9 rebounds and 7 assists to his score line. 10 points for Nick Emery off the bench along with 4 rebounds and 3 assists. The main numbers of note. BYU 1-0 on the year. Utah Valley falls to 0-1. Coming up next, it is BYU and Long Beach State as part of ESPN's tip-off marathon. It'll be an 11 o'clock pregame and an 11:45 Mountain Time tip Monday night from the Pyramid in Long Beach. Our thanks to all those made tonight's broadcast possible. We thank first and foremost our listening audience. Wherever you were or are tonight, thank you for tuning in. Our IMG crew back at Winston-Salem, North Carolina, led by our studio producer Morgan K. Greenwood and network managers Mike Tingle and Dave Shook. Our thanks in Salt Lake City at the IMG Network Studios, Cleon Wall and intern David Boyle. Intern Blake is on his way to Kansas City, is in KC for tomorrow's BYU football game, and that'll be our next broadcast for you tomorrow afternoon on KSL. Earlier on the network, BYU women's soccer, 12:30 pregame, 1:30 kick for BYU and UVU in the NCAA first round of the NCAA tournament. Robbie Bolo and Hugh Van Wagenen with you for that. And then Mark Lyons, Nate Mickle, and myself for BYU football tomorrow. 3:30 pregame, 5:30 kick. Those are Mountain Times. Courtside, we had our stats guys, Robbie Bolo, who's back on the air with you tomorrow night, and he'll also be in Long Beach Monday night. Ross Larson helping out with stats. Intern Tanner Applin is noted was here. My color commentary colleague is Mr. Mark Durant. Our thanks to our pre- and post-game guests, especially Coach Dave Rose and Kyle Davis. And that's going to do it. So BYU 85 and Utah Valley 54 is tonight's final score from the Marriott Center in Provo. My name is Greg Rubel. Thanking you again for tuning in. Saying in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network. Good night. So long from Provo.